In this week's episode, I share my thoughts on all the experiences, even the challenging ones given to me. This week's three words, thanks for giving.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
So I started thinking about this Thursday, Thanksgiving, which happens to be one of my favorite holidays of the year. Why, you ask? Well, think about this. 4 days off, awesome. Great food, time with family and friends, even if this year they had to be virtual calls. Football, golf weather permitting, morning runs with my fur kids, and probably just the time to slow down and reflect on gratitude. So I was thinking about the word Thanksgiving, the experiences in our business and our life and all we should be thankful for, especially obviously the obvious ones, our health, our mental wellness, etc. But even some of those experiences that may stress us out at the moment can creep up. Well, the obvious one that's impacted all of you listening is dealing with COVID in our communities. Well, let me put a disclaimer on this. I'm not grateful for anyone getting COVID now or in the future. But what COVID has given me is a new appreciation of life and how to conduct business. So I was thinking about all the things COVID has given. So thinking about thanks for giving me more quality time with the people that mean the most to me. Maybe thanks for giving me a deeper respect for all of our healthcare workers and teachers who have risked their lives to stay connected to those we love and the future generation of our kids. You talk about some patience and heartwarming caring. Well, thanks for giving me a better understanding of what working parents are going through who are trying to balance their job, their kids' schoolwork, their increased stress levels as the lines of work and home are now blended. Also, thanks for giving me, when I'm thinking about COVID, a compassionate CEO to work for, Jenny Morris of Hubbard Media, who deeply cares about her employees and their future. Something else I was thinking about, thanks for reminding me of all the companies like Pfizer and Children's Hospital in my own hometown who are working tirelessly to help produce a vaccine to stop the spread. So my next thought was technology. Boy, aren't we grateful for technology. I mean, the simplicity of a phone to be able to stay connected to not only my family and friends each day. How about thanks for giving me Zoom and all the virtual technologies available to all of us so we can stay connected to not only our family, our Zoom happy hours, but our business clients. Also, I started thinking about thanks for providing the technology that many of us today can work from home when necessary. Thank you to the teledoctors and all those virtual calls so you can keep my 89-year-old, near 90-year-old mother, Mom Thal, safe. Something else I was thinking of, thanks for giving me all the social channels like Facebook and LinkedIn so I can stay connected to my friends and my business clients. So, what else has technology done? The one thing I think we'll all agree on is it lets you see who you can block from those robocalls. Aren't we thankful for that? So one other thought I had was thanks for giving me the ability to do business. And when I think about that, the new and innovative ways we've navigated through COVID on how to stay connected with our clients, how to help them ideate, provide tactics and solutions through really an uncertain time. So thanks for giving me that. Something else I was thinking of, how about thanks for giving me those challenging clients who may drive us crazy on price or products, but without them, where would our professional career be and our patients, right? Where would it be without those clients that push you? All right, thanks for giving me, here it is, conflict, right? Why? So I can grow as a person by understanding someone else's point of view. Thanks for giving me deadlines and timelines because without them, nothing would ever get completed. So I'm grateful for those. How about thanks for giving me this highway bridge in our market that is being shut down? It's a major highway for at least 30 or more days. Now, why am I grateful for this? Because it's given me longer drive homes. It's given me more traffic. But you know what else it's doing? It's allowed me to get creative on new routes and maybe new ways to navigate home. So I'm going to say thanks for giving me that. Also, thanks for giving me over my nearly 34-year career. my first meetings, my next meetings, my salespeople I get to connect to, these future leaders, and the lifetime of growth that I've learned from everybody I've met. And one final thought on business. Thanks for giving me the ability to coach and lead others. And yes, some listening would agree, I do push them a bit out of their comfort zone. And we do have some really spirited conversations for them to take action. But watching them grow and succeed, it warms my heart. And one final thing I was thinking about when it came to business, thanks for giving me an amazing career that I'm so passionate about every single day. I mean, helping companies succeed with a better SAM plan, sales and marketing, with strategies and connecting companies with consumers who actively engage by listening to the radio, and also how we connect them online. Of course, there's a little shameless plug, the best digital team to work with ever, 2060 Digital. All right, and finally, let me think personally right now. What am I thanks for giving? Well, thanks for giving me the ability to wake up each morning and be healthy and sip on my coffee in the morning while listening to my favorite Oprah and Deepak meditation tape. Thanks for giving me each morning to have breakfast with the love of my life, Olivia. Thanks for giving me the time to get in early morning runs with my three fur kids. You know what else I'm thankful for? Honeycrisp apples. I am thankful for those, and also cutie oranges. But maybe this holiday more than ever, Frisch's pumpkin pie. Well, anyway, thanks for those stressful moments in life and business so I can appreciate the moments of calmness. And I think of my mother-in-law's favorite phrase, it is as it is, and this too shall pass. Well, thanks for giving me the ability to share why somebody put me on this earth and how I can continue to make an impact on the world. Well, one final thought for all of you three-word podcasters. Thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts and experiences every single week with the three-word podcast. I'm so grateful and thankful for you. Well, now it's your turn. What are you grateful for? And what are you thanks for giving? And may you continue to be thankful for all those experiences that come your way. Well, if you like this podcast, I do invite you to share it or subscribe at iTunes or Spotify so you don't miss out on the next three-word podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at threewordmeetings.com.